Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 19 of the Questions Bar. My dear friend Alina Z in LA, and I'm in DC. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs. We are so happy to be here to share the girlfriend chat with all of our amazing friends. So, Paula Petri is our star tonight, and she shares her insights on what 2026 will bring to her life. So, I'm going to throw it over to Alina.
So Paula and I have known each other since 2012, I think, when a friend of ours introduced ourselves. And I remember Paula being a shaman and just having such a wonderful energy. And at this time when it's just so stressful every time you go on social media or you go to the gas station, like, whoa, I went to a store today and this top that I wanted to buy, I bought one already a month ago, now it's $20 more for just one top. And I'm like, why? They've said, oh, it's tariffs. And I'm thinking, like, everywhere you go, grocery store, whatever. So how do you stay sane? That's the number one question, Paula. And we just want to know, just share whatever helps you, because somebody might hear and say, I can do something like that. Or maybe they'll come to you for more support. But we're just here to share our views so other women can hear, or men, whoever wants to listen, on how they can better their lives, improve their lives, feel better amidst what's going on, because the power is inside
Yes.
always, and we have amazing power to affect what's outside as well. So how do you stay strong, Paula?
Hi, so nice. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's so nice to be here with you, with Alina and Hope. Well, I have to comment on this morning shoveling. Almost it took that much, 6:50 for a flat white coffee. You know what I mean? It's like it's like, how do you stay sane? I mean, when you just pay that, I just came from, months and months and months in Europe, right? And in Italy, and the little coffee and the 50 cents, and you're in the community and you have surrounded by people, and it's 3 o'clock, and then it's time for a carb, which you probably don't do, Alina. But
I do carbs. I love carbs. Are you kidding me?
I love
Yes.
carbs. But being back in the States, it's a reorientation a bit for me, and the importance, of being really conscious about community and having community. So you create community. This is what I joined. I landed in December with my son and his fiance for Christmas, and then I stayed in San Diego. And so within a short time, I was a member of the Pilgrimage Community Yoga Center. It's like I need something to ground me into community. And I have back things going on right now, so it's not for the yoga, but for the meditation. And I knew I had gotten myself a bit out of whack with so much travel, so much change, so much chaos, a bit in my own sphere of life. That I needed to really get grounded in community and in yoga. And then from there, I joined them for a pizza afterwards. And the woman sitting across from me runs a singing group, and it's singing and chanting. So now Monday night, I'm with a circle of women. And then I lead women's groups, so online. But we have to remember that online is just not enough, and then you meet the right people. I needed a hairdresser today, and then I got referred in a good way. The person who came, now I'm telling a story, but I mean, all of these things apply. So then it's like, I really overdid it. I'm writing it my third book, and one of my chapters is going to be Know When to Get On and Off the Bus, because I was 2.5 years without a home in Europe, and come November, I got the inner voice of go home. And I had a bit overstayed for my nervous system. It was too unsettled. And to go home and to get grounded, also, I believe, because of what's going on here in the United States, to go home and to be here and to get grounded. So my journey is in that. And then I got a B12 infusion shot, because it's like, where do I get energy? Because now I've depleted it,
That's a very good point, actually. We never talk about vitamins, but that's a really good reminder to take B12 is really good for energy.
Yes, and there's different ones, right? That is better underneath the tie. I've got to figure out the.
Liposomal is the best one.
Yes.
I like that. Or just in water, those are good. But I'm so glad you mentioned community B12. I think there's a vitamin B and vitamin C.
Yes. And C helps absorb the vitamin 12,
Oh
right? I
no,
mean, is that.
C for community. No, C for community, not vitamin
Oh,
C like to take.
oh.
Or
Okay,
vitamin C, the vitamin SEA is vitamin C as well.
There we go. I know being by the sea is, I do that too. And I go visit here. I'm in San Diego, so I go spend time, with the sea lions, spend time with connecting with the earth
Yeah.
is a big formula of mine. Now I'm close to the mountains and hikes.
I have to come
So
see you, and
yeah.
I didn't realize you were so close because I'm
I know.
2 hours north. So
Yes.
I'll make sure that I'll
Okay.
let you know when I'm coming down. Okay, so the next question is, I guess is this what you kind of answered is like I ask, what are you doing to stay strong and how are you staying sane? Because some people
Yeah.
stay strong, but they're mentally anxious. So I guess meditation, you mentioned meditation in circles.
Yeah, right. And reflecting also coming back from Europe, right? Americans, we have a lifestyle and a set of values that is more external focused than Europeans. Yeah. And they've been through the mill many, many more times. Go back Romans, Greeks, right? I mean, in terms of who they are. Not that they don't have the modern materialism and everything about it, but they're more of an internal family community. So we've been left, we're quite vulnerable in the United States because of our external focus. And families with jobs and this and that, we don't have that tight community with family and the external. So it's what has sa saves me now, and I don't get too is an internal focus. And I think this is the blessing. I connect deep with Mother Earth, and I've studied shamanic and teach the medicine wheel, and I've taught it to young people and old people like myself and all in between. There's cycles. And we're in a what I consider a dark cycle. I know everybody doesn't consider it a dark cycle. Go figure. But it will bring us to the light. That's my orientation. So if finding having a framework that gives meaning and context in a positive way that you live true to, it's not an illusion. We create those. I think is fundamental to staying safe, to stay sane right now.
So I have a
Yeah.
question. A question we're supposed to ask. I'm actually gonna ask you something else. So when you say we're in a dark time right now,
Yeah.
and how do you deal with that? Like, well, I might be well, just question. So the question is, how do you create vitality and thrive? But knowing in particular we are in this dark time,
Yeah.
how do you thrive, and how do you know when we're going to get out of this time? Because for me, personally, if I know something is dark, then one cycle will end eventually, and there will be light cycle, and I'll know, okay, in a couple of years, from what I've heard, it's going to be like 2029. Until 2029 is going to be dicey. What's your take, and how are you thriving during the diciness? Because there are, I was reading this article about Gold Rush. And one of the people who became a millionaire, one of the first people who became a millionaire during Gold Rush, was not a gold hunter. He was a guy who was selling shovels. Right? So I'm just thinking, if it's dark right now, how can we help other people? Like, he was
Yeah.
helping with shovels. And I'm not talking about money, how do we make money? But
Yeah,
I'm
no, I
thinking,
know.
like, he was thinking, okay, this is what people need. They're going into the mines, they need shovels. Right now,
Yeah.
what can we do to help ourselves, to help others? Like, what is the shovel that we need to go through the darkness to find our gold? That's what my question, I guess, is.
Yeah, that's a beautiful question. So many, but the healers are all finding their way and their path and their offering, no? And one way or the other to be of service in that way, right? Like we're the shovel. It's interesting because the shovel really is I like to, my divine design program is, or concept is an empowerment model. And when you think of giving somebody a shovel to dig their gold, right? Or giving someone a fish, to be able to go fish their own fish, right? That kind of thing. So that's my model, is an empowerment model. And to what degree do you feel control over your own life? And when we go into this inner world, and then a re-remembering of the Pythias, I say, of the Greek, at Delphi, the women who connected with Apollo and gave the wisdom to from the Akasha records, right? To all the kings that came from far, far away to gain the wisdom of these women. And we've forgotten that. So my doorway, or my offering of the light, the shovel, is our programs that where women have find their own inner truth and wisdom. Yeah, they find their own shovel. So that they're bringing in their own light and their own wisdom for themselves, and then guiding their families.
Well, bring your own shovel.
That's all new. We'll put a next time you see my program and it has a shovel with it, you'll get the message. Yeah.
But it's true, and I'm glad you're saying that because we do have to find our own strength. Like I think right now with Deepak Chopra being in Epstein Files and Tony Robbins being at Mar-a-Lago, we start seeing who is who and who is
Yeah.
real. And then people who are not saying anything about those people, you can judge also their behavior or lack of, you can judge their actions or lack of their actions
Yeah.
towards that. And so I'm actually thinking that maybe this is the time where you have to have your own shovel, find your own shovel. You cannot, rely on Tony Robbins' shovel or Deepak Chopra's shovel. Like you have to make your own because nobody is making it for you. And this is the time where, we step into our power.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's sovereignty, and for women it's really important. And the day of gurus is come. I think we're seeing it. Hopefully it ends. I mean, not that there's not been beautiful teachers. Think of Thich Nhat Hanh. He has a amazing in Escondido close by, right? It's
Oh, he
amazing.
is?
Yogananda, yeah. I mean, he's no longer here, but
You're
he has
right.
a
He
whole
was.
in Escondido. And then Yogananda. I mean, so many people. But this is an era where we are to learn how to shovel. And it's not that difficult. Like in healing waves, people come in and there's a group of 12. And we're like, we too, they're channeling energy and sending it to the other 11 in the room. I mean, the 11 are channeling energy and sending it to the Healy, right? Like and then we learn the formula for manifestation. And it's just like amazing. And I thought, what's the number? Well, how can I quickly get people to really have their own shovel? And it's small circles, because if you're sitting there, you're just curious. You know nothing. People come knowing nothing other than feeling really bad and wanting some help, and feeling trust, right? Yeah, you need to feel trust and listen to them. Anyhow, and then what if you're there and you're feeling tingly, you're feeling your heart, you're feeling a heart rate, right? You've tears are coming to your eyes, and all is silent. There's for 10 minutes, people are just all in silence, but you're receiving this energy. So then you go, see, that's who we are. We have the ability. That's what shamanism is. That's what energy medicine is. That ability and knowing that we have are designed to channel light and to send it for the purpose of healing. And we're doing one thing or the other with our thoughts all the time. So it's intentional, conscious, healing for other people. And so that's empowering. Look what I can, I need both ends of that, you're empowered. So
Oh my
people
God.
feel, yeah. And then we direct it to our, to learn how to direct that same energy to ourselves. And science is really collaborating now with the spiritual world, right? It's like,
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, here's a new study, here's a new this, here's a new that, here's a new instrument. Now we're measuring the brain has waves outside of the
Oh my
da-da-da.
God, can I tell you something? I just want to share because like it just drove me nuts. So there's this woman, I'm not gonna name names in case if somebody knows who some knows somebody, but she is a Trump supporter and she is a RFK supporter. And I'm like, how can you be a supporter of those people when you can clearly see their crooks? And then I see a post that she's like measuring her brain waves, and I'm like, honey, you're wasting the machine. Like, honestly, but it was just so funny. She's like into all of this stuff, and she cannot feel the energy of people who are literally ripping off this whole country and the world. And to me, just fascinating how some people are so oblivious to it. But it's amazing that there are machines, that there are tools, that science is coming around, and spirituality is now called in a lot of places like neuroplasticity. You know, and they talk about the neural pathways, and we've been talking about it as energy because you cannot really see it. But now they, you know what I saw was really cool. There's a video of how like one neuron is like carrying this information, like building the actual neural pathway. It's very cool that they can see that, but that's manifestation. That's your energy moving through your body, creating new cells, expressing new genes. And I'm really excited that people are becoming more and more interested in this and finding their own power so they don't need to rely on anybody else. They don't need to put somebody else on the pedestal but themselves. So it's great that people are waking up, but it just it's challenging at the same time too.
The shadow, we can't see our shadow, right? So the woman and Trump see the problem. Not there's no problem in it. It's just how things work. So it's good to come into deeper programs where you really, that's shamanic path is shadow work, right? That's where we get into our own dark self. So she's finding her own dark self in Trump. I mean, they're just this mutual, love fest going on there. And so we can't see our shadow. We can't see it. So that personality or persona that Trump has is within her, but she can't see it because it's repressed, it's not accepted, it's not known, it's not part of it, right? So the work that we have in all spiritual, everybody, this is for everybody, but particularly in the healing field, we always need to be doing our own shadow work.
So I have a question. So how do I know what's my shadow? Because I feel like I work through so many different layers and I'm like, what's my shadow?
I know. Okay, so if somebody triggers you, this is what I use, right? And I do a really easy exercise
Please
too.
tell
You
me.
do. Okay, I'll tell you this. Everybody, right, can do this. Okay, so you do, and I got this at Unity. We both went to Unity probably a little bit, right? With amazing minister. Anyhow, make five columns. Write five people who kind of trigger you in a negative way, right? Then underneath each person, write those attributes that trigger you, right? Like so and so trigger, well, Trump triggers a lot of it, right? So we'd write down the attribute under all five. Then you circle the ones that are similar, like words, even if they're not exact, but you five people in different words. And then that is your, that is, then I work with that. So in a program, in a workshop, that's the shadow.
But my
That's,
shadow, I cannot stand fake people. I cannot stand when people say one thing and then do the opposite. It drives me nuts. And I try to make sure that I don't do that. I try to really be careful of, you know, and I walk the walk, you know, and I'm being very transparent and authentic. And I cannot stand people who hurt people, who are cruel. I cannot see people who are fake, and I cannot see people stand people who are ignorant. How so? What do I do with that?
So then it's looking back into like, because it's a trigger and it's just not an observation, right? She's this or that or he or whatever. And then you look, is that male or female? Is it across the board where who really triggers? And then you look back into source. So it's, for many of us, women is what we didn't like in our mothers became our shadow. Yeah. So people, I work with women examining those triggers via their own mothers. And so we couldn't accept it. And in our mothers at the time, because I couldn't speak up in my house. What do you say? You're really lying, Mom. I don't think so, right? Not in my generation, not in my household, right? So you could, so it just goes into the, so then people would, the other thing is then people show up who are liars, but since you never admitted it in the past, you can't see the liar in your own, so I'd run into liars and not see it. Because I couldn't admit to it in my childhood, in my home.
Because I
So,
see it, I see the liars and I can see the fake, I can smell it from a mile away. And it drives me nuts. I was at an event yesterday and there was this woman. Oh my God, the things that she was saying. And she's like, we're being authentic. It's all about authenticity. And I was like, do this, it will make you feel look better than you really are. And I'm like, oh my God, it was so hard. And she was just so inauthentic. And I'm like, how do I deal with that? Because I know I'm a good person, I'm authentic, but it just triggers the heck out of me.
I think also for those of us who've done a lot of personal work, yeah, and we see people coming in the field or existing in this spiritual field because now with Deepak and blah blah blah, several mentioned, it's kind of a reflection of like, go do your work and look what I've gone through and what I've had to do to get this clarity. And you're hanging out your shingle and who are you? You're teaching people to be fake. It goes to, I think our, yeah, some of the burdens that we've had to that take on to arrive at a place that is loving and authentic. And so it's irritating that other people, I think, being on this on the same platform without having done any of the work.
Oh my God, this woman, a lot of people were saying, oh, I just want to bring joy to the world. I want to bring joy to the world. She's like, enough with the joy. I'm like, why would you have enough of the joy? And then another woman this event said, if you're not making money on the stage, what are you even doing? And I'm like, helping people, transforming, sharing. Like, money will come when you are serving people with joy. Like, literally, you will attract abundance. But if you go on the stage of just money, 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 like, it was so weird that people like this exist and they're like, oh, we're all about authenticity. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, this
Yeah,
was just,
exactly.
it just rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm thinking, is it my shadow? Is it their shadow? And how do I deal with it? Because part of me, and I would love to hear your feedback. I sometimes say to myself, Trump does not exist in my world. Cruelty does not exist in my world. Only happiness and joy exist in my world. And I'm thinking, maybe if we think positively and create a world where it's peaceful and joyful, we will literally create that world from where we live, right? From within. And he can exist. I don't want him, I don't wish him any harm, but he doesn't exist in my world. Like, he can exist on some, Epstein Island and just live there and cut off all the flights, whatever. But he can do his thing. I just don't want to wake up every single morning. And every single morning, I hear something about the president of this country where, like, 20 years ago, you didn't hear about the president for weeks. It was so nice. You just like de dealt with your own thing. So I'm just trying to figure out how to not let that energy affect me so that I can bring more light. And I'm sure other people are interested too on how do you not let the outside world trigger you to take away your strength. And just kind of, okay, he's, being himself. It is what it is. The universe is re revealing himself through, re the universe is revealing itself through him. And for whatever reason he's here, I accept. And then I just follow my thing. That's what I've been practicing to do, to not let it get to my heart. But what is your take?
I was say just as feedback as we're here, it's you have a theme, a bit of narcissism going on too in terms of an irritant for you, right? So it could be like, who was narcissistic growing up? Like, where does that come from, right? Because there's that thread, right? So what we always look at is what are the imprints? What's the thread that follows through someone's story, such that then you land on, okay, that's the imprint, and then we kind of rewire it and release it, and that sort of speaking for the energy work. But I know what you mean. I think I can only take him in small doses. I've realized I have this pattern of, oh my God, what's going on in the world? And then going, oh my God, I can't like that. I go in and out. I go in and out. I do think it's, I think when we can accept things as is, that's a Buddhist thing. It's so difficult.
I know it,
You
but
know, it's
it is what
so
it is. It's
painful
so
to think
important.
that I know that we elected this person. You know what I mean? At any level, it's just you want to, and maybe just have a good cry over it. And this is what where I think that's because otherwise the bubble thing gets burst. Those bubbles always burst along the way and comes crashing down because you kind of. You've been hiding out from reality, right? So it is part of our reality. But what I say is, where do you focus your attention, right? And so, just like you were saying, focus on joy, focus on the light, being of the light, being of service, finding people in the light, but recognizing that this is really part of our reality right now, and
Yeah.
not to not needing not a need to put ideally we don't need to put on our like blinders, cover our eyes on things, but because then we're digesting fully the whole emotional as much as we can,
Yeah.
and then we're integrating, because we are of individually we're of both the light and dark.
You know what it
And
sounds like to me, what you're saying? I just picture it's like dancing, one step forward, one step back, one step forward, one step back. And I feel like we just need to do the cha-cha or something, or whatever, mambo with the universe right now, because like you step forward, you check out the news, you check out what's happening in the world, and then you go, okay, you know what, I'm just gonna go and do my thing. So anyway, the last question we have is, how do you create vitality and how do you thrive in this mambo of and cha-cha of dance with the world?
Well, I think dancing is one thing. I took whirling dervish dancing in Greece, and then I ended up in Scotland with these amazing five women for 15 years. Every morning at 7 a.m., they had whirled together for 45 minutes, and I was invited to. I joined them. So
Wow.
I think it's coming back to finding what really you love to do is vital. I just last night, I said I'm in a rut. I've just a long time I ran away. I focus here. I spend too much time on work. I don't have outside interests. I need to go like dance, but just party dance, right? Because I mean, whirling is great, but we're back in the spiritual, right? So I signed up for an art class. So one of my things thinking about this question today, Alina, is to do something new, because when we are in fight, flight, freeze, the last thing we do is anything new. We
Yeah.
get into repetitive, like tomb, heavy down, So just think of something new, something one has always wanted to do. Crazy. Doesn't have to cost any money. I want to go swim you come and we'll go swimming in the ocean, this cold,
I know
not
it's not
Miami, not Miami.
Miami. I know we're spoiled. We're
A
spoiled
reset,
with yeah.
right? And then really for anyone listening, what I have is a really practical set of beautiful information on the vagus nerve. And it's a whole self-study course, and I'm very happy to really give the link to anyone listening. So you reset it. You reset the autonomic nervous system.
And tell us about that, Paula. Tell us about your magical divine design project.
Please.
So, kind of different things. Divine design is the women coming together, and I talked about it, but divine design is, well, it's different offerings, right? But it's this empowerment model helping women reconnect, as I described. And the vagus nerve I did a couple years ago, very willing to share, because it's knowing how to move us from fight or flight into that sympathetic nervous system, right? So it's beautiful imagery, stories, how to prevent burnout, da da da. And then the science behind different modalities. So all kinds of breath work you can do, the cold water, the Wim Hof, humming, singing. I go into EFT, emotional freedom technique. Really, people find that so, even though I'm so angry at this world right now, or whatever, I'm so angry at so and so, or so angry at myself, I'm so disappointed, whatever emotion it is, and that I love and accept myself. So there's a whole tapping thing there, and that's that. And
You
then
know, can I ask you a question about tapping, actually? I just, this is my theory, but is it because, and when I work with the body, our fears go from if I do this and this and this and this and this, at the end, it's death. Because if you do something, you're going to die, or if you're different in your community, you're going to be cast out, you're going to die. And when you tap and you say these things, you're like, oh my God, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. Like, I'm rich and famous and I make a lot of money. Oh my God, I'm alive. Like, that's not scary. And I think, like, to me, tapping is because it kind of tells you you're alive and you're safe when you are saying this. Is there any truth to that? This is just my theory.
So what is surprising is that our thoughts create our emotional world. When our emotions hit, we think we just like, where does it come from, right? So the thought to the emotion, and it's a disruptor. So it's we're disrupting the thought that's creating the emotion. So
That's
that's
called
the disruption to us.
a disruption. Okay.
The anger. Anger disrupts, I mean, the thought, how could he be so audacious, right? Or how could she be so audacious? Like, so clueless. The anger, the thought creates anger,
Yes.
right? And it's, if you think of a disruption in the body, our thoughts disrupt our body's equilibrium.
Right.
So we're exactly what you said, we're changing the thought. Because even though I'm angry, we're not denying ourselves. Because even though, I love and accept myself, or I find peace in knowing that da da da, and then you tap through the body, so you're discharging what you've created with your thoughts. So that's the key, and all of this is like. I had a beautiful woman who I met in Crestone, Colorado. Anybody go there is amazing energy. And she would be having lunch and she could not delete that thought. She was so aware of the disruption, as you just said. No, don't say that. The disruption of thoughts on the body.
Yeah, I say I hear myself sometimes say something like no, and I'll say it again. And you know what? I want to share something from myself to anybody whoever's looking for this. When I say something mean to myself, like I look at myself in a mirror, I'm like, oh my God, look like you look so ugly. I'm like, go apologize. Go
That's
apologize. And I make myself apologize. I'm like,
it.
sorry, honey, I love you. And like, I'll kiss myself in a mirror because like it's important because we judge ourselves. Like, I look pretty this way, but if I look like this and like this, like, oh my God, like I start, is there different lighting in the bathroom? The thought comes in, but I'm so quick now. I'm like, go apologize. No. Everybody has different angles. And it's important, the thought disruptors. I think so. Community, vitamin B, dancing. And thought disruptors. Those are
And thought
the.
exactly
And
the
I want to add
EFTs.
something to this. So, like, I don't live in LA, so I live in a completely different Which,
universe
by the
than
way, Hope is such a black sheep in DC because she's a Reiki master. We actually connected over Reiki, and she was like, I'm not feeling you. I was like, okay, let me open up. And like, I could feel her. It was so cool. We just like exchanged Reiki across the country. And like, she lives in DC, which is so like cut and dry. And so, like, what do you do for work? What do you do for work? And she's this the spiritual angel who lives there. So, just so that you understand, like, Hope is one of us too, you
Yeah,
know, in
yes. And what does it mean to love yourself, right? That's what I'm hearing you both sing. And what do we do to love each other in this crazy time? And that's why I love working with Paula, who is a phenom, right? The work you're doing and your backstory, the loss of a child, and how hard your life has been, and how you've come to like wake up to it, and what does that look like, and how you're giving back. And we're going to explore all of those things. I didn't get to read your entire bio. That's on our liner notes, but you know, just really what Alina and I are doing is bringing these remarkable women onto the questions bar to talk about the profundity of being women and being brave and being courageous. And not that men don't do this, but just a lot less, right? I know some nice dudes. Like my ex-husband is fantastic. Some of my business partners are men and they're fantastic. But the thing about women, right? That's the power of what Alina and I are bringing to this conversation. It's girlfriends. Let your hair down, right? Our producer, Nelson Benavides, is another fantastic human, right? I met Nelson when he graduated from VCU in 2013 and I pulled him on. There are a bunch of interns and Nelson was like taking copious notes and showing up, and I fired everyone. And Nelson has been with me all that time. So, what does it look like when we bring people, when people touch us and we bring them along, right? That to me is the game. And how do we do it for ourselves? How do we show up? Like LA, I lived in LA for a while. I went to graduate school in Claremont Graduate University to study positive psychology. Craziest experience. And then the pandemic hit, and I moved to New Mexico and lived in southern New Mexico with my son for a year. And then, so this is my backstory. It's hilarious, like totally hilarious. So it was my birthday. I was 60 or 50 something, 56, 57. And we were in Taos, and it was the pandemic. So we were sitting like literally in this fancy restaurant in the parking lot, right? Because they put tables out. And Dylan got into Harvard to study architecture. He's now an architect in New York, my son. And he's like, I'm going to go back to school. So what are you going to do next? I said, well, I can't stay in Las Cruces because there's no fun there for me. But I think I'll go back to massage school in Santa Fe. Is there a massage school in Santa Fe? And within a month, I was sitting at Body Mechanics in Santa Fe. I had moved and now I'm a massage therapist and I run a company called Mobile Tranquility. It's just remarkable how you stick to your knitting, right? You stick to your path, you trust yourself and what shows up. And, you know, it takes courage, but it doesn't. It just takes faith in yourself. And that to me is the profundity of being women. Not everyone does this. I know a ton of women who like are like, you're so brave or you're crazy or all the things, right? They would say the same things to both of you. And yet we keep doing it. So I'm going to throw this back to you both. How have you been profound, and what's your message, Alina and Paula, especially you as our guest on the show this evening? Tell us, share it.
How
So,
was the question? How you been profound?
yeah, how have you been profound and brave, and what's your advice?
You know, I'm gonna be like everything you said because it's so weird. People say, "Oh, you're so courageous," and I don't really feel it's courage. I just feel like that's my path. Like I just have to go because I feel regret of not trying and not following your gut is much more hard. It's much harder than trying something. And so it's not about courage, it's about pure laziness. Pure laziness and trying to avoid the regret of not knowing, you know, because like they say, it's hard to work out every day, but it's also hard to be sick when you're older. You know, it's hard to get healthy every day, but it's also hard to have aches and pains and inflammation. You pick your hard, but if you are aligned with the food, if you're aligned with exercise, it's not hard at all, right? Like dancing. That's not hard when you love it or whatever sport you love. So for me, it's my message, what I teach women is about alignment, alignment with who you are. Because when your path is aligned, it's easy. When food is aligned, it's easy. When clothes are aligned, it's all easy. You know, but if you're not aligned, then you're wearing clothes that are not, if you're wearing clothes that are not aligned with your soul's desire, you're literally wearing a cage of other people's opinions. And if you're not eating food that's aligned with your body, you're also eating food that's told by somebody who doesn't even know you. Society adds whatever, and so the same with the path. If you follow yours, it's just like, oh, that's what I do. That's who you are. And you know what I heard? I was talking to this lady, and she said, "You look so authentic." And I said, "Thank you. I am authentic." And she goes, "It's so hard." And you know what? In that moment, I realized being authentic is both hard and easy at the same time, because it's so easy to be yourself because, like, you know who you are, right? But other people don't, and nobody else is like you. So it's hard in a way, like, oh my God, nobody's like this, and I have to stand out. But if everybody does it, if everybody becomes authentic, then everybody's going to be different, and it's going to be so easy to be authentic because everybody's authentic. But you have to start with you. So for me, it's all about just authenticity and following who you are. And then, this weekend at this event too, I shared something personal about myself that I don't usually share. And I was like, screw it. I'm just gonna, this is me. This is my story. I'm gonna share. And this one lady came up to me. She's like, oh my God, thank you for sharing so much. Like, I'm so glad you shared because I'm like you. She's like, I can talk to somebody now. And I was like, wow, I shared and I was definitely a black sheep in this whole group. But she was also a black sheep. She was undercover black sheep. And I helped her to not be a black sheep. And maybe she will help somebody else. And so for me, that's how I do it. Just follow my path, trust that I know what I do is aligned, and then I trust that everyone else will do their part to do their, find their path, and everybody will be authentic, and it will be easy to do it together.
I love it. Yes. Well, the black sheep, I'm proud to be a black sheep. I'm always the black sheep. Because I'm speaking my truth, right? And I'm not going with the flow. So, Paula, let's turn it over to you. Take us out. Tell us your truth.
I would be, I guess we're pointing counterpoint on this one, Alina. Now I think in reflecting back, and I think it's age, it's somewhat age related here, is that I realize, I'm getting emotional, but the courage, and that's the title of my first book, The Courage to Awaken, but the courage to stand up after my daughter's death. And it was at home. It was unexpected. You could say I slept through her death. I missed the cues. It's long story and all of that. But it was the sense what I had to work through was, of course, it was her time to go. I mean, she was 12 years old, and death is time stamped, right? So when I then ventured 11 years to the day of her death, anniversary of her death, to see a medium. And she's like, it was my time to go. You did everything perfect. It was like a bird out of a cage, yeah, to the release of the guilt. And looking back, and I wrote the book came out in 2020, so now I've had 6 years reflection, and it's really it was really what I would say a damn good book. And the title really matched without knowing. It's really like the courage, right? So I think as women, to really also honor those things where we have had to have a lot of courage to do what we did is important. So I would say it that way. I think me leaving, I had to stand up to my brother. I had to stand up to the medical school. I've had really some hard things that my son acknowledged me at one point of, Mom, that's right. I acknowledge because I had to do the right thing. And that's the thing. And even with my daughter's birth, I write it in the book. She was born in the hospital in the Dominican Republic, and the physicians, 1984, said leave her in the hospital to die. So I would say in reflection, I was the only one in a large net of people that said, we're taking her home. And so that's standing up, right? But I felt, the day that I made that decision, she had aspirated, she was now in, she had spina bifida, she had already two surgeries, she was fragile, she was 3 months old. The neurosurgeon came out and said, as he walked towards me, the Lord's Prayer like shot through my body. Yeah. And so I feel that I also recognize now how God, spirit, source, angels, loved ones, fate, all of it always walked with me. And now, when I've in my work, in life, I'm now very conscious of walking with all that power. We all do. So once we get the power that we who we've become by acknowledging our courage and then giving and surrendering to and acknowledging the power with what with whom we walk. So when I walk into a room as you do, Alina, like things shift. It's shift because I don't walk in as my mind. My mind is it's my body's connected where it's alignment with heart and mind. And then I walk with the power of accumulated, you know, because I've been humbled. I'm a Leo who's been humbled. Like, how many times can you humble a Leo and she still stands up? And when we each time we stand, we walk with more power. And
What
my
super?
last
Oh,
thing,
go, sorry. No, go ahead. Go. I was gonna say,
No, but my
what?
last trip, my last thing 2.5 years ago, I wanted to celebrate my birthday, actually my 70th. I'll put that in public knowledge. And I didn't come home. I just kept going for 2.5 years with by myself, with no home to come back to. It was a bit left in storage and this and that. And that I recognize. I acknowledge the courage that was it fun? Was it an adventure? Did I post all the look at me things and write about it? Da da da. Yeah, but did it take courage, you know?
Wow.
And then, like you said, Alina, at the same time, I walk with so much faith that I'm protected. That it wasn't it what in that regard, it wasn't courage, right? Because I know. Like, I've never felt anything. A dark nights, Istanbul by myself, dark alleys, like Airbnbs that you go or something. Like, what was it? And it's like, no, I'm safe. And that safety is from within, the power and the safety from within. So, thank you for that question. It really gave me some thinking on that. Yeah.
Well, and thank you. You know,
Thank you for
I
sharing
mean,
that.
pure love, right? That is the goal. And that to me
Yeah.
is the takeaway, no matter what we do as women, because there's so much evil out there, it feels like, and we're up against so much, and we have no opportunity to push back on it except together. And that's what Alina and Cynthia DiLorenzi and I have created with the Empower Together Network, bringing you in, Paula, and other truly amazing women. That has been my project since I launched it in 2008. And, you know, we're here together, and together we will survive, whatever that looks like for our children, for our friends, for our loved ones, right? What else have we got except that pure love in our hearts, in our voices as we walk into rooms? We
Yep.
change it just because we're here, and we're not going anywhere.
That's right. Thank
Exactly.
you so much, Paula, for being here. It was really good to see you.
No,
Yes.
wonderful. Thank you so
Yes.
much. Beautiful,
Episode
beautiful work,
19 of the
ladies.
questions bar, right? It gets deeper and deeper and more profound and beautiful as we bring in even more women. Thank you, beautiful Alina Z in LA. And thank you, Paula. We look forward to
You.
hearing more about divine design and getting your word out there, hopefully on the incandescent channels. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, proud, 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 loving producer of all of this work. I can't thank you enough for sharing this with us. Times are dark and we are light. So
Yes.
keep
Love
it
you
up,
both.
sisters.
Beautiful.
Keep it up,
Beautiful.
sisters.
Beautiful.
All
Yes. Head
right.
above water. Head above water. Keep it up.
Yeah, right up, chin up. All right,
Chin
tits
up.
up,
Chin
tits
up.
up,
Yeah.
right? That's my dream. My daughter and I, Anna, you know, Mrs. Maisel, right? That's the mission, right? Tits up. And we just keep
My
doing
dance teacher said that to me. Like, have you seen Mr. Da Mrs. Dan
it.
Maisel? I've never seen it. You go, well, tits out. I'm like, all
Tits
right,
up.
that's it's up, whatever. Not out
Yeah,
yet. It's out, it's
no.
not.
Well, hey, put them out, put them up. You know, it's just, it's the pure love, right? All right, sisters, thank you
Yeah.
so much for your time this evening. Thank you to all of our listeners, viewers on Incandescent Radio, Incandescent TV. We're out there on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. And we just thank you for being part of us. Check out the Empowered Together Network and the questionsbar.com. We are here. We would love for you to join us. It's free to join and a little tiny bit of money for us to produce this event, these events with you. But we thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us. Courage, courage, love,
Yes.
joy. Amen. All right.
Amen.
We'll see you all
Bye.
soon. Thank you so much. Thank you, Paul.